Well, today is a very special Sunday for us. It's our Vision Sunday, and it's an opportunity for me just to share a bit about our vision with you. You may or may not have heard a bit of what we're called to, what God has called Grace Life to as a family. But it's important for us from time to time just to take a Sunday out, focus in on it, remind you about it, but then also for those who haven't heard, share it with you, because it's an awesome vision. It's an awesome mission which God has called us to. And the reason why I take time to share this with you is because you are called to be part of it. You are 100% part of the vision and the mission which God has called Grace Life to. If you're a member, if you're a regular visitor, you are part of it. If you're a partner with this ministry, if you're giving into this ministry, you're a part of it. If you're serving in this ministry, you're a part of what God is doing and wants to do in and through Grace Life. And so I want to just share a bit about, you know, what God has called us to. And, you know, I want to start off just by sharing about where it all started. You know, my life was radically impacted through the ministry of Andrew Womack. And I got a revelation of grace through his ministry. And years later, I think it was about 5 years later, God called me to go to Karis Bible College in Colorado Springs. And at that stage, I had been so hurt by church. I had been so disillusioned by church and how church was run and things like that, that I did not want to be involved in church. I did not want to be in ministry in a church setting. I was more interested in maybe traveling ministry or not even traveling ministry at that time. I didn't know that that was really an option. I just thought of, you know, starting a Bible school and just investing into people so they could go and do church ministry. And it was in December of 2009 when I was in Colorado Springs that God spoke to my heart and just called me into ministry as a pastor. And I struggled with that at first. I'll share more about this in Growth Track Step 2, Connect and Belong, which is next week. I encourage you to come and you'll enjoy the testimonies there. But God called me to be a pastor. And when I accepted that, a couple days later, God spoke to me and said that Martin and I were to plant a church in Stellenbosch. And at first I wasn't thrilled about the idea because there's many churches in Stellenbosch. But God spoke to me and just said, you know, there is not a church in Stellenbosch which will have the vision which he's called us to accomplish. There isn't a church which will have the focus that he's called us to have. And so, you know, there's a gap in the market, so to say, for us to have started this church. And so in July, 18th of July 2010, we started Grace Life just with 7 people. And within a week, we had already grown to 20. And within a week after that, we were 40, and we continued to grow in leaps and bounds. And our vision has always been the same. Okay, the wording has changed, and we sometimes use different words. But our vision is really to help people to understand and experience the unconditional love and grace of God for them, and to have a revelation of the finished work of Jesus. Now, we don't, but that's it's not just that. We also want to plant and build strong grace communities, which is churches. And this is something which we've seen just evolve over the years, where we've planted churches in a church in Piketberg, in Pretoria, in Albania, where I am currently. And, you know, it's just amazing to see how the vision is coming to pass. And I believe that we've only just begun. God wants to do so much more in and through us. Our passion is to reach people with the gospel of grace. The gospel of grace, the message, the life-transforming message. This is what impacted and changed my life. And we've seen countless, I don't even know how many people's lives change with the same message. You know, the message of the finished work of Jesus. Our desire and our passion is to establish believers through discipleship and to equip them for a life of ministry. God has a calling on your life, and our passion, our desire is to help you discover that calling and help you get ready to fulfill that calling. You know, that's what we're all about. And then our passion is to plant, cultivate, and establish strong grace churches, grace communities, wherever God leads us to do that. And I think I may have shared this previously, but you know, one of the places we're wanting to plant a church is in the Durbanville area as soon as possible. So you can be in prayer with us about that. That's something we're aiming for. And so we're trusting for things just to start falling in place so that we would be able to do that. But since July 2010, you know, we've planted churches. We've been on many mission trips. You know, we've seen many people born again. We've seen many people baptized in water, many people empowered by the Holy Spirit, many people healed of all sorts of conditions. Our Bible school has graduated more than 40 or 50 people. You know, they're all over the world making a difference wherever they are. And, you know, it's really encouraging to see that we as a ministry, as Grace Life, have grown to the place where we're in a place of strength and a place of health. We're the healthiest we've ever been. You know, one of the prophetic words which was spoken over Grace Life early on in the ministry was that we would be like a train station, and that people would be coming in, getting trained and going out. You know, being coming in, getting equipped, and then going all over the world. And you know, through the ministry here, and primarily in Stellenbosch at the moment, and I believe that, you know, it's reached out, and we've seen things happening in Piketberg and Pretoria and in Albania. But we've seen this happening where people have gone all over the world, all over the country. You know, some of them maybe have left, they're disgruntled. We haven't sent them, but they just left. But there's seed which we've invested into them, and that seed is causing them to be fruitful wherever they are. And you know, one of the things which encourages me when I was just starting to think about the influence that we've had and the known testimonies. You know, we don't know about all the testimonies that we are of lives changed, but you know, we've impacted people all over South Africa, in Zimbabwe, Mozambique, in Zambia, Namibia, in Kenya, in Albania, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, South Korea, in Brazil. You know, through our online platforms, we've reached people further afield, even more countries than I am aware of, than we are aware of. And so, you know, this is really exciting to be part of a ministry which has a worldwide focus. You know, no Christian is called to not have a worldwide focus. Because, you know, God, Jesus said to the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, you know, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the empowering of the Spirit, you'll be witnesses in all the world, to the uttermost parts of the world. And so we're not called just to make an impact at home. We're called to make an impact at home and an impact around the world. And so in praying for us as a family and looking to what lies ahead for us in the year ahead, you know, I really felt God saying firstly that he's proud of us as a family. For those of you who've been faithful, a faithful part of this ministry, faithful sowers, giving into the ministry, thank you. I really just feel God just saying to you, well done. For those of you who served, well done. God is proud of you because, you know, you are helping. Even if it's just by putting out a chair, even if you've just been giving 100 rand a month or something like that, you know, God wants you to know that he's proud of you because you're part of something bigger than yourself. And I really feel God just wanting to encourage us in that this morning, that we're part of something bigger than ourselves, bigger than any one of us. And together we're making an impact in people's lives across the earth. Then I also felt God just saying that all we need to do this year is keep being faithful to doing what he's called us to do. Keep being faithful to reaching out with the message of the gospel. Keep being faithful to establishing believers in the truth of the word through discipleship. Keep being faithful to plant churches when we have the opportunity and when we feel led by the Lord. I really feel like God's saying that this is a year for us where he wants us to grow. Okay, and I'm not just talking about numbers-wise and attendance, but I believe God's put on our hearts again that this year he wants us to continue focusing on helping you to grow in your relationship with God, helping you to grow as a believer. And I believe that will bring a lot of growth to the ministry, but God wants you to grow this year. God wants us to grow together this year, okay? And, you know, the way that we do that, We do that in many different ways. We do that through Growth Track. You're going to hear more about that in a moment. But we do that through the Sunday services. We do that through a life group. We do that through the online resources and the resources that are available after the service. So there's many ways in which we help you grow. And I want to encourage you, take advantage of every opportunity. But God wants you to grow in your health and your finances. He wants you to grow in your relationships, in every area of your life this year. And it's a privilege for us to be able to invest the word into you and help you to grow in those areas. So get ready with me. God's got awesome things in store for us. And I'm excited to be a part of your growth this year. You know, Growth Track, as I mentioned, is one of the ways in which we help people grow. And it's a four-part course designed to help you grow in your relationship with God. Step one, week one, is finding freedom. Step two, week two, is connecting and belonging into family. Step three, week three, is discovering your purpose. And then we finish off with week four on making a difference, which is really ambassador training, how to be an effective ambassador for Jesus Christ. Now, these four steps, we used to run it every single week. Now we only run it in seasons. And so every term, we will run it at least once. Okay, and February is our Growth Track month, and so I want to encourage you. This week, you may not be able to attend today's Growth Track. You may have missed it, or you may have plans or whatever, but I want to encourage you. You can still come back next week and do week two, and then week three and week four. And then when we have Growth Track again in 2 months' time, I think it is, you'll be able to catch up by doing week one. And so don't not attend the whole Growth Track just because you're missing 1 week. Please come. It's going to be a blessing to you. By doing Growth Track, you're going to discover how you can be a part of the vision of what God has called us to by using your unique gifts that God has given you. You know, this ministry isn't just built on my gifting and what God has called me to. You know, we need every single one of your giftings to be added in so that we can you know, fulfill this vision that God has called us to. Because the vision of what God has called us to is bigger than Shane. It's bigger than the giftings and the calling of what God has given us. For example, you know, you may have a gift. There's many different examples I could use, but this is just one I wanted to use. But you might be someone who's passionate about worship and is gifted in worship. Now, at all of our campuses, we need that. Every single one of our campuses, we need people who are gifted musicians and passionate about worship to step up and help us build bands, you know, worship bands, which would be able to help us move away from video worship, which I believe is a great alternative and it's working. But we really look forward to the day when we can have live bands leading us in worship and helping us just to, you know, focus on God and worship Him and give thanks to Him. So, you know, if you're in that place of being a musician and passionate about worship, please attend Growth Track. We need you to attend Growth Track, because Growth Track is kind of the entry into being able to do that. It's the same with if you want to start a Bible study or an interest group, a life group, then you need to attend Growth Track so that you know what we're about, and we know that you're on the same you're coming from the same understanding as us. You've got the same foundation as us. And so Growth Track is really, really important. I want to encourage every single person to do it. We provide you with a great lunch, a light lunch, but a lunch nonetheless. And it's a great opportunity to fellowship with people. And so please make a plan and join us for Growth Track. But, you know, one of the things that excites me about what God has called us to, He's called us to growth this year. He's called you to grow personally as a believer, and He's called us to grow as a ministry. But one of the things which really excites me is that, you know, we're in a season of focusing on the Holy Spirit. Over the next couple of weeks, you know, Benjamin Conway kicked it off last week and focused in on the Holy Spirit. And over the next couple of weeks, we're looking at the person, the presence, the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that this is significant because you know, God is calling us to a year of growth, and we can't grow without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an important part of our growth and maturity as believers. Let me put it like this. Without understanding the Holy Spirit and experiencing the Holy Spirit, you will never mature as a believer, as a Christian. Okay? So we can never expect to have successful lives. We can never expect to live the abundant Christ life and have fruitful lives without the Holy Spirit. And as I said, Benjamin Conway kicked off the Holy Spirit series for us really in a beautiful way. One of the verses that he focused on was John chapter 16, verse 7, where Jesus said, you know, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I have to go. It's better for you that I go so that I can send you the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't say Holy Spirit there. He calls the Holy Spirit in the Greek, the Parakletos. Okay, and Parakletos in different translations is translated into different things, and they're all correct. But one of the translations which I like is where he says, I'm sending you the helper. See, the Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus to help us to live the Christian life. It's impossible to live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to have a fruitful life without allowing the empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Okay? He is our helper. Not just when we need help, but we need help all the time. Okay? So he is our constant help. Okay? Not just in times of need, but all the time, to live a successful, fruitful life. And there's so much that I want to share with you about the Holy Spirit, and I look forward to sharing with you over the next couple of weeks. But I can only really focus in on one major point for today. And that is that the Holy Spirit brings increase and fruitfulness in our lives. It's the Holy Spirit which brings increase and fruitfulness in our lives. Now, there, across the world, in the body of Christ, there are many different beliefs about the Holy Spirit and baptism of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I can't understand how they can't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because if you read your Bible, it's there, and I'm going to show you in a moment. But, you know, if you look worldwide at ministries which are really making an impact and a difference on a huge scale, they are all ministries which believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. The ministries which don't really believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, yeah, they're not really making a big impact for Jesus in the world. And so, I mean, that should show you, just that's enough evidence that the Holy Spirit brings fruitfulness. And we'll see it in Scripture in a moment now too. But, you know, there are two experiences with the Holy Spirit that God would want every single person to have. Okay, and these two experiences are essential for your success in life. They are essential for you to be able to live a fruitful life. Okay, and they are, the two experiences are, number one, salvation, and number two, baptism in the Holy Spirit. So firstly, I just want to focus in on salvation, and we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. I often get the question of people asking me, yeah, but I'm already born again, don't I already have the Holy Spirit? And the answer is yes, you do have the Holy Spirit. But then they say, but you just told me that I needed to receive the Holy Spirit. And my answer is yes, you know, you do need to receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, you have the Holy Spirit, you do need to receive the Holy Spirit. So let me explain this from Scripture. And in Growth Track 1, we focus a lot more on this. We go into depth on this. So you'll be able to go into more depth there. But I just want to touch on one or two things there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is ministering to every person on the face of the earth. The Bible says that he's glorifying Jesus. Okay, that's part of his job. So he's revealing Jesus to us and drawing us closer to Jesus. But this scripture which you just read shows us that after we've heard the word of truth, after we've heard the gospel, and after we believe the gospel, the Holy Spirit comes into us and seals our salvation. Okay. You know, this is when our spirits are reborn, when we become born again, when we're united with the Lord and become one spirit with Him, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. This is when the Holy Spirit comes and makes our spirits perfectly holy and righteous, and then we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. It's like a, you know, when they used to make in the old days jam. And in order to kind of preserve the jam, they would put a thick layer of wax on the top to keep all the goodness from coming out and to keep all the goodness in so that no impurities would come and contaminate that jam. And so what that's saying is that, you know, the Holy Spirit comes and seals our salvation so that it cannot be contaminated, so that your spirit cannot be contaminated by sin. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you can out-sin your salvation. Every time you sin, you need to repent so that you can be born again again. That's not the truth. That doesn't happen. You cannot out-sin your salvation. Your salvation is preserved by the Holy Spirit. Okay, and there's a lot more that we can say on that, but moving on. This is, you know, salvation is where you become a temple of the Holy Spirit. You receive the nature of Christ in you. You are now full of the Holy Spirit, full of the fruit of the Spirit. I believe that you're even full of the power of the Spirit, but you haven't been empowered yet. You have the fruit, you have the power, but you haven't released it yet. Okay, it's kind of like dormant in you. The baptism in the Holy Spirit, a separate experience, would be where you're empowered to live a life of victory, empowered. The fruit, what's inside of you, starts to come out. Okay, so yeah, let me just share with you, when I received salvation, I knew I was born again. I received it around about the age of 5 or 6. And I remember I had a true relationship with God, but I was always unsure of my salvation. I was always kind of not confident in my relationship with God until I started to understand my salvation. When I understood that the Holy Spirit came and sealed my salvation, when I started to understand these things, like many, many years later, after being born again, yeah, I really started to enjoy my salvation even more, enjoy my relationship with God even more. We'll be sharing some of these things with you in Growth Track 1, and I want to encourage you, make a plan to come. Because as you understand, understanding brings fruitfulness. As you understand your salvation, you can enjoy it even more. But then the second experience which God has for you is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me, Jesus speaking, in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Okay, so he's saying that, you know, he had told the disciples had seen the risen Christ, and he told them, go wait in Jerusalem until you receive the power from on high. And so they went and waited in Jerusalem. Only 120 of them made it. 120 of the disciples made it to Jerusalem. He had appeared to over 500 people in one setting, the risen Christ. Yeah, he had ministered to thousands, but only 120 made it to the upper room. These 120 were waiting. And when they were, you know, when they received in obedience to Jesus, and then they received an empowering to be a witness in all the world. And, you know, Christianity started to explode from the moment of Pentecost, from the moment that the baptism and the Holy Spirit was released to the church. Okay? And that says you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That word power in the Greek is dunamis, and it means supernatural ability. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you receive supernatural ability to be a supernatural witness in all the world. Okay? And yet people still ask, have this problem of, but don't I have the Holy Spirit because I'm a Christian? Okay, these were followers of Christ, and yet they still had to go and wait for the empowering of the Spirit before they could share the gospel with anybody else. Because, you know, you're not qualified to share the gospel until you're empowered with the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because you'll mess it up. You can't be a supernatural witness without supernatural empowering. Look with me at Acts chapter 19 from verse 1 to 6. It says, and it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, so he came and he found some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So Paul is very evidently saying, you are disciples. I know you've believed, you've received Jesus, but have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And so they said to him, we haven't even heard, you know, whether there is a Holy Spirit. This is funny because a lot of the churches like this. They haven't even heard about the Holy Spirit. You know, I was in a denominational church for some time, and they used to have a joke that they believed in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Scriptures. And, you know, that's funny, but it's sad. They were just joking. They believe in the Holy Spirit, but they don't believe in the empowering. And that's why, you know, it was a dead church. Anyway, verse 3. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? And so they said, John's baptism. Paul said to them, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying that the people should believe on him who was coming after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Okay, and so when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they didn't receive Christian water baptism. They were receiving John's baptism, which was preparing for Christ's coming. Now that baptism doesn't have a place for us anymore. We just believe and now we're baptized in water, which is baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Paul laid hands on them, separate experience. They were born again. And the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. They had the gifts flowing. Supernatural things began to happen as they received a supernatural empowering. Okay? And this is the point. When you get born again, you receive the Spirit as a seal. Okay? You have the Holy Spirit. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're surrendering to the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? The Holy Spirit comes upon you and empowers you for a supernatural work in the world. You know, there's a difference between you having the Holy Spirit, which is salvation, and the Holy Spirit having you, which is baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's about surrendering to the Holy Spirit. It's about surrendering to His empowering. Okay? It's about receiving this empowering and it enabling you to flow in the gifts. You cannot flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit without being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now the point that I'm wanting to make on this Our Vision Sunday is that the Holy Spirit brings increase in fruitfulness. And so it's vital that as individuals, as part of Grace Life, as part of the body of Christ, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We understand this empowering and we're flowing in this power. It'll bring fruitfulness to our personal lives, to our businesses, to our studies and everything like this, to our relationships at home. It'll bring a fruitfulness in your relationship with God. And as a whole, it'll bring a fruitfulness to us as a church family. Okay? It's impossible to live a fruitful life as a Christian without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 6. Let's just look at the first empowering, the day of Pentecost. And it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in their own language. Okay, so the 120 disciples gathered together. They were scared for their lives as well. They weren't bold. And they were told to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. And so they waited. You know what the fruitfulness of that empowering was? The 120, all of a sudden, was 3,000 were added to them. 3,000 were added in one moment to the church. Okay, look at it. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, it says, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And so, you know, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. Peter came forth and in boldness preached the first sermon of the church. 3,000 people responded and became Christians that day. And since then, there's been an explosion of Christianity worldwide. That's fruitfulness. That is fruitfulness. I mean, that's 3,000 people. I know, you know, Reinhard Bonnke has had crusades, and Daniel Kalander have had crusades in Africa where they've had 3 million people born again in one crusade, which means they have more than 3 million people in one crusade. That is amazing fruitfulness. And every single salvation is documented and followed up. And, you know, they have healings and miracles happening. That's fruitfulness. Okay, that's fruitfulness. And it's not just about numbers, but it's about the depth of fruitfulness in people's lives as well. You know, we might not be seeing thousands of people yet in Grace Life, but, you know, we're seeing a depth and a life change in people that is really significant. And I believe that we're going to see an increase of that. And that's going to result in an increase in numbers. So being empowered by the Spirit enables us to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. It enables us to accomplish God's calling on our lives as individuals and as a church. We can never truly fulfill God's calling for our lives without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. You might touch just the scratch, the surface of your calling with in your own power and in your own strength. But God doesn't want you to fulfill your calling and accomplish your calling without His empowering. God is awesome. He doesn't just give you a task and expect you to figure out and do it. He gives you the task, He empowers you, and He does it through you. It's not just us living, it's Christ in us, living through us. That's good news. Yeah, just because you're baptized in the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you're automatically going to move in power. Doesn't mean you're automatically going to fulfill your calling. You need to keep the Spirit in you stirred up, and you need to release what God's put inside of you. Okay? You know, for many years, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 8 years old. And I didn't understand it, and so it didn't really do much in my life. I felt an immediate change, and my relationship with God was amplified. I heard God's voice so much more easily. And great things started to happen in my life, supernatural things, but it was limited because my understanding was limited. When I started to understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, I started to enjoy fruitfulness in those areas so much more. Okay, so the baptism of the Holy Spirit will help you grow in your relationship with God like nothing else can. It amplifies your connection to God. It helps you to know His voice even more clearly. And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that place where you surrender and allow the Spirit to flow through you in the gifts and in the power and in a supernatural life. Like I said, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at age 8, you know, I spoke in tongues immediately, but I didn't get any benefit from it very little benefit from it, let me say. But when I started to understand what the benefits of speaking in tongues, how to release the power of the Spirit in me, when I started to understand that stuff, you know, it started to bring a fruitfulness in my life. And I started to enjoy my salvation, my relationship with God and the Holy Spirit so much more. Understanding brings fruitfulness. Okay? Through Growth Track, we want to help you understand your salvation. We want to help you understand baptism of the Holy Spirit. We want to help you understand how to be an ambassador for Christ. We want to help you understand what God has called you to, the gifts that are inside of you, and the importance of family, church family, and all of these things, so that you can enjoy fruitfulness in all these areas. This is going to be a year of growth for all of us and for us as a ministry. But we need to be relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to see this fruitfulness come to pass. It's not going to happen by accident. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you. It's nothing spooky, it's nothing scary. It's just inviting Jesus to fill you with His Holy Spirit, to empower you, to come upon you in power, and you'll start to experience I can't even explain it really, but it's a beautiful experience which will radically change your life. You know, at your campus right now, your campus pastors are going to minister to you, and if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you, let these things stir you up to seek a deeper understanding of what you've got. Let these things stir you up to use the power that God has placed inside of you. Yeah, let me finish off with this scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. It says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you." You've got resurrection power. This is the same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you now. And we need to learn to acknowledge that and learn to release that and learn to rely on that, because that's the power. That's the key to victory and power in the Christian life. That's the key to successful life, a life of victory, a life of fruitfulness. having the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, living inside of us. I want to encourage you. This is awesome. We're talking about things which are really significant and can radically change your life. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to dig into this even more. So I hope that you get ready for that and that you're expectant.